morning, early birds. You've caught the Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about why a Flathead Health Board member resigned, Missoula's new pandemic plan, and how West Yellowstone is planning for Yellowstone National Park's eventual reopening. It's Monday, May 11th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. A county board of health member in Northwest Montana has resigned over what he calls his colleagues' efforts to spread misinformation about coronavirus. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
Former Columbia Falls Superintendent Michael Nicosia resigned from the board last month over Flathead County Commissioner's refusal to remove Dr. Annie Bukacek. In an email to Flathead County's three commissioners, Nicosia says Bukacek is using her position on the County Health Board to give legitimacy to dangerous views during the coronavirus pandemic. And he says he could not, in good conscience, continue serving on the board if she was not removed. This follows calls from the Whitefish City Council and Mayor, as well as county residents, also asking for Bukacek's removal. Drawing much of the controversy is a video of Bukacek addressing a local church earlier this spring, in which she claims the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is artificially spiking COVID-19 death numbers. That stance has widely been disputed by public health officials and experts. Two out of three commissioners are needed in order to remove Bukacek. So far, only Commissioner Philip Mitchell has expressed interest in doing so. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
A week remains for Montanans to comment on the possible removal of brucellosis, a bacterial disease, from the federal select agent or bioterror list. The Montana Department of Livestock says doing so would open up research opportunities that could lead to new vaccines, diagnostics, and other methods of disease control. Brucellosis can cause pregnant cattle, bison, and elk to abort their fetuses or give birth to weak calves. The disease poses a financial risk to ranchers because it can reduce the reproductive rate and marketability of their animals. The Department of Homeland Security is opposed to the removal of brucellosis from the select agent list. Montana's state veterinarian says removing the designation and developing better tools would protect wildlife and livestock. Comments may be submitted before May 19th to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A state health official says a COVID-19 outbreak that started at a North Central Montana nursing home and caused six deaths appears to be over. Jim Murphy, the health department's communicable disease control and prevention bureau chief, says while there are still seven active cases in Toole County, the patients at Marias Heritage Center remain in isolation and no new cases have been diagnosed in weeks.
Well past an incubation period now. So we're optimistic that their outbreak is over, but we still have some people that are under isolation orders until they test free of the virus.
Murphy says it sometimes takes people 4 or 5 weeks to test clear of the coronavirus. Governor Steve Bullock says thousands of Montana businesses and hundreds of residents applied for coronavirus relief funding starting Thursday, and that more will be available. Female candidates are positioned to make significant gains in Montana's election this year, with the highest number seeking statewide political office in at least three decades. That includes races for governor, U.S. House, and other high-profile posts. The state was the first to send a woman to Congress, but hasn't again since World War II. 11 women are running for statewide offices headed into the June 2nd primary, including 5 Republicans and 4 Democrats. Ballots for the mail-in election went out to voters Friday. Polling stations will be closed due to coronavirus. Missoula hasn't had a new COVID-19 case in over 2 weeks, and the local health department says there are no active cases in the county. As Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports, that means health orders affecting some local businesses are about to change.
Phones belonging to Missoula barbers and hairstylists have likely been blowing up since this morning when word came down they'll soon be back in business. Missoula Health Officer Ellen Leahy today updated local health orders affecting grooming, beauty, body art, piercing, massage, and spa services.
They can open effective Monday, May 11th.
That's a big turnaround from April 24th when Missoula officials opted to take a more conservative approach to lifting COVID-19 restrictions than offered by Governor Steve Bullock's phased reopening plan. Missoula's salons and personal service businesses stayed shuttered even as others in the state slowly reopened. But today's announcement isn't a carte blanche for Missoula business owners. Leahy says they'll need to detail plans for employee health screening, social distancing, face covering use, as well as cleaning and sanitation regimes.
They do not have to turn it in, but we do want them to have it on hand. That way, if we get a complaint, we're able to talk to the business.
Missoula's farmers markets will be allowed to open starting May 23rd. Up to 250 people will now be allowed in, but vendors' tables will be spaced 6 feet apart. Social distancing rules will apply, and all vendors, employees, and volunteers must screen for symptoms before being allowed to work. Schools can hold graduation ceremonies, but they'll be limited to a total of 250 people, again with plans in place for sanitation and social distancing. If health officers see a spike in cases in the next couple of weeks, they can rescind or modify any of these relaxed orders. Missoula COVID-19 Incident Commander Cindy Farr says local testing capability has dramatically improved over the past couple of weeks. She says the county is now able to test anyone with symptoms. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Glacier Park has been closed for over a month because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Flathead Beacon reports the park will likely remain closed until at least the end of May, with a staged opening sometime after that. But when it does finally open, all signs point to it being a summer unlike any other in the park's history. Last week, the Glacier Park Boat Company announced it would not open this year. People with reservations for boat rides this summer will be able to transfer their reservation to next summer at a 10% discount or get a full refund. Montana State Parks and fishing access sites have experienced a major increase in visitation as residents spend time outdoors amid health restrictions related to the coronavirus. The Independent Record reported estimated visitation at state parks climbed more than 60% compared to this time in previous years. Managers estimate there were nearly 152,000 visitors in state parks in March and April of this year, compared to about 95,000 in 2019 and 2018. As Yellowstone National Park moves closer to releasing its reopening plan, the community next to its busiest entrance is working on boosting its ability to test residents, workers, and visitors for the COVID-19 illness. Rachel Kramer reports.
Health Officer Matt Kelly said Friday that Gallatin County is trying to balance the economic concerns with public health as the U.S. National Park Service decides when and how it will open one of the nation's most popular destinations.
From a public health perspective, there's real concern with the idea of bringing in thousands of visitors from all over the nation. That poses significant disease transmission risks. But also, just want to recognize that not opening the park poses risks.
Like other gateway communities, West Yellowstone's economy depends on tourism. The town's population of 1,300 people balloons to 16,000 per night in the summer. Shane Grube, the Hebgen Basin Fire District Chief, said West Yellowstone is preparing for the possible influx of COVID-19 cases that could come with increased visitation.
We're currently actively trying to get additional testing set up within the community for not only our local citizens and summer workers, but for the tourists that will be coming through our area.
Plans are in the works for a viral triage clinic and extra housing to spread out seasonal employees. On Thursday, Gallatin County confirmed 2 COVID-19 cases in West Yellowstone, the first for the Gateway community. Health Officer Kelly said the 2 family members had been traveling out of state. a Montana directive requiring out-of-state visitors to self-quarantine for 2 weeks is still in effect. Wyoming's order expired Friday. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.